right, well, here we go. As I you know, listen to the wind howling and I'm witnessing the temperature plummeting, it's a great time maybe to ice skate. Huh? How about that? Time to ice skate. Because it's going to be cold out there. My next guest was lucky to be here today. He licked a post, you see. Just like you see in the Christmas movie. Ron Rennemaker is here. I got nothing else, you know. He thought he'd be cute, licked the post, and there he is. By the way, I did that as a kid once. My brother said, you know, if you lick a post, your tongue will stick to it. It will not. Yeah, it will. Don't want. Yeah, I lost the first layer of skin off my tongue. I chain link fence. Yeah, don't do that. Hey, Ron.
I was fortunate. I was the elder brother.
Oh, so you told your little brother to do it.
I told
terrible.
My little brother that, yeah.
You're a terrible human being.
I was Troll Brisket even back in those days. I'm Troll Brisket.
Yeah.
So,
risk it for the brisket. Risk it for the brisket at the Iron Pig, Gaylord, Michigan.
I'm going to be in Gaylord in a couple of weeks. Going to try and go by there and, you know, shake hands with the guy. Get a good day.
Absolutely. Risk it for the brisket. That's the deal. That's, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, so what's going on, Ron? It is cold. I mean, it was 38, 39 degrees. Now the snow's coming in. The snow's blowing hard all over. I mean, it only peaked up in that little warming period for a few hours. Now it's just snow is coming and Iceman cometh.
The Iceman cometh. The January thaw didn't really last too long. So there's lots going on around. So we're talking about ice. This would be a real good time to go to an ice fishing class if you've never been, because they got one going on in Cadillac. They call it the Hardwater School.
Do you bring your own glass?
Bring your own tumbler.
Exactly.
But one of the things that they do there, though, on the serious side of things, other than talking about antifreeze, is they do teach ice safety. And when you
which is important. Which is important because with all that drinking going on, you need to be safe.
Yeah. Well, you got to keep hydrated. But some parts of these lakes, you know, have got really soft spots in them. And if you're not paying attention, you could drop your glass in there. And you don't want that to happen.
You don't want that to happen. No, I mean, I learned a long time ago, ice fishing has a lot more to do with drinking than, you know, than fishing. At least, wrong crowd. I don't know. Yeah.
No, you were with the right crowd. Well, that's what it's about.
So you got lumberjack festivals and ice festivals and hard water schools, all sorts of things. That's the hard water school in Cadillac you just told me about, right?
That's in Cadillac. And then, of course, you know, for those of us who don't ice fish, there's the food trucks over in Grand Rapids. They have that World of Winter Festival, and they have local food trucks that come over on Monroe Avenue 4 days a week. So you can go over there and graze. And I can tell you, they got some good stuff over there. So for you food truck fans who want to go to a day trip to Grand Rapids, that's the time to go.
That sounds like a food truck. The tough folks.
Food truck,
yeah.
Right? For the tough people, they got the Noqualmie Ski Marathon in Marquette. I don't know how much time you spent around Marquette, but I can tell you the country there is rough and hilly. And these guys go from 5 kilometers to 50 kilometers cross-country skiing. These are some tough, tough boys, I'll tell you. And girls, excuse me, don't let me get into trouble here anymore than I already am. That's very cool. I'm more likely to go to Midland for the cardboard sled races.
Tell me about that, because that sounds like a shortcut to the ER.
That is a short, yeah. They're not doing it down Avalanche Mountain like they did, the fat bike races last weekend up there in Boyne. But this is in, they do have this at the City Forest. So they do have a King of the Hill in each class, and then Best Dressed and Most Spirited. And I don't know how many injuries they're going to have there. It depends on how much drinking is going on, Steve. Because cardboard sleds and alcohol do not mix.
All right. It's a rollover accident. We've got a rollover accident in Hill 3. Rollover accident in Hill 3.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be me.
So
you could be King of the Hill, though.
There.
Yeah.
We got some important days coming up this weekend as well. You know, there's a lot of national holidays going on. You got National Popcorn Day coming up, National Pie Day, and National Blonde Brownie Day. So,
National Blonde Brownie Day. Do tell me about that.
Well, that's where people actually make their brownies with white chocolate to make them blonde, and they call them blondies. So
I like it, blondies, and National Pie Day, and National Popcorn Day, National. You are a wide load day. Would they tell me to haul ass and take three trips?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to check it out and find out if there's a National Brisket Day. I'm sure there is, but I don't know.
Burst your britches.
That's
day.
Great stuff coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I like that. Burst Your Britches Day with Ron Rademacher on the Michigan Backroads.
Yeah.
Look at the plow went through here. No, it was Ron's tail. It wasn't a plow. It was Ron fed Gruber till he burst his britches. Anyhow,
I got to put this weight back on, man. I got to do it.
No, I understand that. You did lose some weight from battling the plague. Yeah. Let me ask you something. Yeah. Have you been on the ice yet? I mean, you only weigh 14 pounds now, but have you been on the ice?
I have not yet been on the ice. I've got friends who've been out on the ice, and I get regular reports that it's mushy out there. And this is as far north as Cadillac and up in Otsego Lake.
Well, it won't be now. By tomorrow morning, it will not be mushy.
A couple of days here, it's going to harden right up on it.
It's going to be solid. I mean, my ponds have been solid for a while now. And, the ice skating is good here. I'll just let you know. Anyhow.
Cool.
If you want to find out more, MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. You want lessons in drinking, eating, and hiking and biking? He's the guy, MichiganBackroads.com. No particular order, of course. No particular order. Ron, be safe out there and watch that cardboard sled.
Steve, I will talk to you later. Thank you.
God bless America. There's Ron Rademacher. Again, it's MichiganBackroads.com. If you got a festival, an event, something going on, he will come right to your town, especially if there's free food. I'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.